And it says, and nations will come to your light. Okay, and there's the same word, the word or.
Yeah.
And kings to the brightness of your rising. Now, if I say this to you, Nehemiah, if I say to you that Israel was to be a light to the nations, what does that mean to you?
So what that means to me, first of all, that's a phrase that appears twice in Isaiah. And the theme appears in other places in Isaiah, like here, for example. And what that means to me is that Yehovah has a plan for the entire world, for every human being. Mm-hmm. And it's through Israel that he presents his plan to the world. Mm-hmm. And what we see in Deuteronomy is that we're going to be an example, a good example or a bad example. If we obey Yehovah, the entire world will look at us and see, this is what happens to the people who have such a wise law, such a wise Torah, and who obey Yehovah. If we disobey him, we'll be a bad example. We'll be mashal u'shnina, it says in Hebrew, a proverb and a byword. Mm-hmm. And isn't that the case, that Israel has become a proverb and a byword because of our disobedience? This is what happens to those who disobey Yehovah. But if you think about it, this has actually been fulfilled, of Israel being this light unto the nations, whether for good or for bad. You can go to every country in the world. I don't know. I haven't been to every country. I've been to a lot of countries. In every country in the world, there are people who have heard about the God of Israel. Mm. And if you would have done that, 2,000 years ago, and you would go to India, and you tell them, I worship the God of Israel, they'd have no clue what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. But if you go today, they'll say, oh, yes, we know who that is. Mm-hmm. I was actually in China as an English teacher, as you know. And my students, I would talk to them about, I would talk about the week. They'd say, oh, we learned about that in our school, that we have a 7-day week because the Jews and the Christians believe that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. So the whole world knows about this.
Amen.
The message of Israel in some form or another, sometimes it's been corrupted, sometimes it's been, changed. But the message that there is a creator of the universe who is active in history, who took the Israelites out of Egypt, the whole world knows about that.
It's funny. I've got this feeling.